2 weeks ago when I spoke, we were talking about the Reb Chaim Kiyem Shtaris. Let's just review certain things. And even for those of you who are out, who have already proceeded into Perek HaKosev, I just want to give you a piece of serious advice. Having learned that the Daf Gemara from the Yuchasamid Beis to Chav Beis, it's a serious, very serious limud, very complicated limud, but a very yesodistic limud. And it will be worth your while to spend some time every week chazering it over. Because if you get it down, you'll get it down well for the rest of your life, and you'll have it in the countless other sugyas and shas where it comes up. Because it is something that is relevant to countless sugyas and shas. And being a complicated limud, if you don't get it down, it's in one eye and out the other eye. You won't have it. And it was a nice experience. You may have grown from it, but b'chal don't have it. I know some of the older members of my shir decided they're not moving into HaKosei b'chal. In order to be koneret, they're going to spend the rest of this month just chazering over with all the different things just to make sure they have it clear. I gave them advice, yes, but when they do it, to write it all down, because then 100% they'll be koneret. So for those of you who have already moved into HaKosev, an Eitz HaTova is on the topic of Shtaris, to chazer it over, get it down well. It's important, serious, hard, and complicated limud, which I think most people, while they were learning it, learned it well. And to be koneret as a king and gomer, spend some time during the week chazering it over. Now, if you take a look in the Gemara on your Chesamid Beis, where it says, "Ha'edim sharmru k'sav yodenu huzeh, v'nisam anusam ho'yinu, k'tanim ho'yinu, p'sul'edus ho'yinu, arelu namonim. V'esh edim shu k'sav yodom, o sh'hoya k'sav yodom, yotzim okam acher." That means if it is a shtar m'kuyom, ain't a namonim. They're not namon. So Rami Bar Mechoma says, "Lo shan ro shan ro nuzim yinu machmas mamet, nachmas afar shan arelu namonim." Rava says, and he had interpreted, and Rava had Amalei Rava, Kol Kamei Kevin Shigin Shuvin Chazam Magit, Chitem Ani Mili Alpe, Avot Shtalo, Vamaresh Lo, Kajen Osu Mos Shana Tzim Mishal Kor Bazma, Elikin Itmat, he's not saying it on the Sefer, he's saying it on the Reisha. Okay. Now, that means, if you take the Gemara on its face value, the Gemara is saying, Anashtar, She'enu Makuyim, we do not apply the cloud of Kevin Sheyig Yeshuv and Chozer Omagid. On Shtar Makuyim, we do. Now, that's the first thing you say. Now, the Gemara has said that on Shtar She'enu Makuyim, on the one hand, we say HaPeshasa. Tosus says, interprets, Pesha Asa means Tzemigo Mokom Eidim. Tzemigo. Tosus in general says Pesha Asa is because of Migo. And he said, aye, Tzemigo Mokom Eidim. Dan and Sadi, Shalom Yunus, Vopsul Eidus, Tolakam Arminim Treu Trei. Now, Treu Trei means, when the Gemara says here, on your test summit base, Shnayim Achsum al Ashtar Umesu. Boshnaim and Ashuk Vamru Yodano Shik Savyodam Huzav on Nusim Hoyno Ktanim Hoyu Psuli Edusoy. Harel Namonim. But if it is a Shtar Makuyom, so it's Trey U Trey. So what does that mean? And we saw Reb Chaim, we'll finish off Reb Chaim, that you have a Hagodas Ishtar Aloha of Resh Lokesh. Edom Achsum al Ashtar Nasim Yishinach Yusam Besen has not only that what is true is what is written in the Shtar, that there was a Halva, there was a Mechira, whatever is written in the Shtar. It also says this Shtar is a perfectly good Shtar, and anything that might imply it's not a good Shtar, we're made on. So they are made on their own kashrus. They're made, it's an amazing type of Edus. We are not psulei Edus. We were not ketanim. We weren't this. We weren't that. So they made it on their own. In fact, the Gemara in Gittin, Dav Gimel Amid Aleph, says the shtar is made that it's not mezuyif. When the Gemara says, why is kiyam shtar is drabanan? Because when you show up with a shtar, and so Reish Lakish's halacha, it's a sort of self-fulfilling prophecy. You have edus that the signatures are good, and the people who signed it are good edim, and everything in there is a good edus. Now, the Gemara had said on your chesam at base, so edus malva gufa make karamedic dayak. How do we know that they are not psuleidus? We know that not psuleidus, the malva is going to be careful. Why does the malva want a shtar? He just loaned this person 100,000 shekel. Good. And he wants a shtar to be able to prove it. You don't think he's going to take all the care in the world to make sure that the edim are kosher edim? Certainly. And then the Gemara says, Chazok einim chosin l'shtar elam kenasa begadol. Chazok, that the other edim, kol mais shtar begadolim halokeach v'amoch, gav edim namir amin, chazok ein alokeach, the lokeach, just as a lokeach, as the malva in the case, is going to be careful that the edim are not krovim, the edim are not ganovim, the edim are not whatever. He's going to make sure they're not ketanim either. The people who need that shtar under normal circumstances are going to make sure that it's a good shtar. There's a chazaka. Wait a second. Two edim can go against a chazaka. That's not a problem. But the Gemara doesn't say it's two edim against a chazaka. It's trey and trey. And trey and trey, and those of you who have learned the Tosas of Beis Amid Aleph know trey and trey is a very serious problem. Two edim go against a lot of chazakas, but two edim against two edim can't go. So you have here one of the most unbelievable aspects of shtar. One of the most unbelievable aspects of shtar is a shtar. All the chazakas that surround the shtar become part of the edus of the shtar. I'll give you two examples. The Rishon who takes it to the furthest extreme is the Ravid. It's the Gemara in Gittin that says if a shliach comes, let's say a shliach would come from a bezin in Chicago, show up to a bezin in Yerushalayim, holding on to a shtar. Did it in times of Chazal. When there are no communication, no instantaneous communication, no personal communication from Yerushalayim to Chicago. And he says, here, I'm a shliach l'olocha. So, first of all, we have a klal. Well, I'm sure everyone should have heard of this klal. When is a shtar made? So, the Rif in Yevamos sets down a klal. If the shtar is in the hands of the edim, the shtar is not made. The shtar does not begin a hagodas edus until it gets into the hands of the malva or the lokeach, whoever has to be a tofes hashtar. He gives it to the lova. The lova is holding on to the shtar. The malva gives him the money, and he gives him the shtar. When it's in the hands of the lova, there is no edus. So that's the big klal of the Rif that everybody completely, without exception, agrees to. So now the Gemara in Gittin, when it asks about what is, how does the Beis Din Yerushalayim know that this person is a shliach? Where it says Gito Mochiach Olav. So the Rambam understands this is a chazaka. People, if they're talking about Elach Eden, and he has a shliach, and he has the get. How did he get the get? The Baal must have given him the get. Says the Ravid, no. The get, since he has been authorized to be a shliach, the get is now made that he is a shliach laholocha. There's a chazaka that he is a shliach laholocha. Says the Ravid, more than that. All the chazakas surrounding a get, a shtar, become part of the edus of the shtar when it's in the hands of someone who's a tofes hashtar. Now, a get in the hands of the husband when he's about to hand it to his wife is not made there was a gerish. When the husband hands the shtar to the wife, then it's meyad. She's holding on to it. She has a rias edim that there was a gerish. However, what happens when the husband hands it to a shliach laholocha and is a chazaka? Says the Rav, even then there's a hagodas edus on the that he is a shliach laholocha. The Rav applies it in another case. There's a halacha, I'm sure you've all heard it by this time if you're dealing with shtar. Shtar chabiyoda maboy. What is the advantage of a milva b'shtar? It has two advantages. A milva b'shtar is, you cannot tie a paraita, you paid, and you collect from the chosim shubot. Why can you not tie a paraita? Because shtar chabiyoda maboy, if you take it literally, if you paid, the Malva says, if you paid, why am I still holding on to the shtar? When you paid, you should have asked for the shtar back. It's a shtar perua. That's what we talk about in your test on the base. So the three-way machlokas we show them how to understand what this halacha of shtar chobiyodam aboy is. Some say it's simple chazaka. The lover is not going to pay unless he gets the shtar back. Others say, no, this simple halacha of milva b'shtar. Says the Ravid, no. The shtar is made, since it's a chazok, that the lova would not have left the shtar from the malv's hand. That becomes part of the edus of the shtar. Begins as a chazok and ends as a part of the edus of the shtar. Where does the Ravid say that? Ravid says like this. There are three shuas derais. Oh, the mikzah said echad and shuas hasham. One of the shuas said echad. I come to someone and say, "You owe me. You borrowed. I have to aid him. You borrowed 100,000 shekel from me." And you tina, I paid it. Let's say it's a milval pay. And I'll come with an eid echad who was living with you and was with you the entire time and say he didn't pay. What's the halacha? That the lover can take a shvua to contradict this eid echad. Doesn't have two eidim, it's absolute proof. Eid echad can be contradicted by a shvua. What happens if you have a shtar b'yed echad? Says the Ravid, he has to take a shvua. Why? He has to take a shvua to contradict the eid. The eidus of the shtar says what? Shtar chabiyada ma'boy, there's no pirayim. So the Ravid takes this to the extreme. Any chazaka surrounding the shtar becomes part of the aedis of the shtar. Now, not everyone goes as far as the Raifa. When it comes to the aedis that it says in the shtar, that everyone says, it all becomes part of the aedis of the shtar. So the shtar is made that there was a havor. Number one, when it's in the hands of the malfa. Now, after it's mekuyam, there is a halacha, kevin yehigit shuvein chozer market. Now, what is kiyam shtaris about? That we discussed last time. Kiyam shtaris is, certainly in the Shitas HaRambam that we discussed, is gomer the edus and the shtar. For instance, let's just give certain examples, and then we'll see how Reb Chaim uses this to finish off the piece we discussed. If famous Shitas HaRambam, that if a woman is holding on to a get, she has a rayas edim that she's megureshes. If the husband tainis mezuyif, so it's mevatel the get doraisa until she can mekayim the get. Now, and when she's mekayim the get, it proves that it's not mezuyif. Fine. But the husband didn't taina mezuyif. What did he taina? It's a pikadon. It's a pikadon. Or it's the get equivalent of a shtar amona. I gave it to you.
Okay.
Rambam says he's believed. But if you makayim, it, what is it? No. But what does kiyam have to do? If kiyam were only a statement about signatures, how does it apply? Whether there's an afilas haget, whether it's a pikadon. Thing is, once you have a kiyam, what does the kiyam say? That everything it says in here is absolutely true. There are no deletions, there are no exceptions, there are no qualifications. This is it. It completes the edus on the shtar. Now, there are two types of kiyum. There's kiyum from the outside and kiyum, I would say, from the inside. Kiyum from the outside is Ksav Yadin Yotzim Mokamach, Bezdin has a shtar mekuyam. They compare the signatures and they say, good signatures. But what happens if the Edom themselves are made that this is our signature? So what do the Gemara say here? That's Machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim. Amana Shebishtar. And the Rambam is masbirt with a very, very clear way. And the Rambam takes all the different Gemaras kipshuto. What are the Gemaras kipshuto? Kosev Odo Meduso al Ashtar. Umeid Oleho Afilacha Kamashonim. So all the different pshatim rishonim. Rambam says, what's this talking about? That he's talking about the Mishnah here on Chasam Adbez. He's talking about the Mishnah on Chokhman Beis. What's it talking about? The aid is coming to be made on his own edus. So he's coming to be gomer the edus on the shtar. When he's coming to be gomer the edus on the shtar, what does he have to do? He has to be made that this halva is correct. That he's being made on the amitas hashtar, that the shtar is true and complete. So. And that's the only thing he can be made on. And therefore he has to remember it. That's how the Rambam interprets it from Daf Chof Amud Aleph. So what is it? There are two different types of kiyum. There's kiyum that I complete the edus in the shtar from something outside the edim themselves, and then completing the edus in shtar through the edim themselves. When the edim themselves complete it, they're not talking about signatures. What are they talking about? This, everyone agrees that according to the Chachamim, Almona Shebishtar, they're being made on the only on the truth of the Halva. The Rambam goes further than that. since they are being made on the truth of the halvah, they have to remember the halvah. Others say they can remember it mitoch haksav. Okay, if they recognize their signature, they remember signing it, whatever. Rambam goes further. Reb Chaim, in that piece that Reb Chaim is talking about, is talking within the Shitas HaRambam. Within the Shitas HaRambam, the aid is coming and saying, what am I being made? That what it says in the Shtar is absolutely emes. Amon HaShibah Shtar. Okay, this is what Kiyam HaShtar is all about, according, certainly within the Shitas HaRambam. Now, we have a Eidim Sharm Ruksav Yodeinu Huza. Unisam Hayinu. So when they say Anusam Hayinu, what do they say? They're saying what it says in the Shtar is absolutely not true. So Tosus raised a problem, a serious problem. If it's only because of Amigo Mokam Eidim. So how did Tosus solve it? Tosa solved it. Let's very careful. Very shlomar. Kevin sheitzuicha chachomim kiyum. That if the chachomim had not required kiyum, so when they come to say it, they will be made against the shtar. They can't be made against the shtar. Kevin shigitshuvein chozumak. But since the chachomim said a shtar without kiyum requires kiyum, and certainly in order to be able to collect with it, in order for Bezin to use it. So therefore, they said the Aedis is incomplete. What is the Pesha Asa do for me? Pesha Asa says that it's a non-kiyum. It's a non-kiyum. Because what do they say? The Aed himself isn't talking about signatures. The aid himself has to be talking about the Mon HaShibah Shtar. The aid himself has to say what it says in the Shtar is emes. That's what the Chachamim say here on the Chachamim Beit. And he says, it's sheker. Now, so it's a non-kiyum. It's a non-kiyum. Since it's a non-kiyum, but the Rama says, so what is it, Pesha Asa? Pesha Asa tells me an important klal. If I say something, a statement, and tolka de diwar, I undo it, you take both two statements and you make it into one, it is one statement. So they said, it is our signature, but it's a sheker. That means they're saying it's not a good shtar. They have to be made. What is the edus that they're supposed to be made? Al mon HaShibah Shtar. So they'll say, the halva never happened. Or they'll say, the halva may have happened, but the shtar is no good. So they are being made on the Amitas HaShtar. What it says there is good, and the shtar is good. And that is how in aid is Mekayim HaShtar. If he says no, and that's exactly what Tosfos says. But of course the Gemara says Peshrasa, and the whole Mishnah is in Peshrasa. But it's a very different Peshrasa. It begins with what? It begins with the fact that the shtar is incomplete. They're coming to complete the shtar. The only way that they're able to complete the shtar is by being made on the Amita Shtar. But remember, when we in the sugya of Eid V'dayim Mitzarfim or Eid V'dayim Lo Mitzarfim, the Eid Atzmo is only able to be made on the Mon HaShibah Shtar. Eidim Acherim are able to be made on the Mon HaShibah Shtar and on the signatures. And the Dayan, who's Makayim, he's only Naaman to be made on the truth of the signatures. Now that's the whole reason the Eid Atzmo, the Dayan, can't combine. So the Eid is only Naaman on one thing, on the Amitas HaShtar. And since he said both statements in Toch Kedei Dibur, so what is it? He's saying, shtar is no good. Now, so it's a non-kiyum. Why? But the Rambam goes a step further, and after I finished the shiur last time, someone came up to me. Rambam says more than that. Not only you're back where you started, Rambam says, hashtar batal. Perek Gimel Hilchos Eidus Halacha Vav Zayin. Eidim Achsum Al Ashtar Harehen Kemishne Chuzim Bezdin. Veinim Yecholim Lachsav Bohem. Be very careful with the Lashon of the Rambam. They cannot change their mind. Ba'amidvar Mamurim. When do we say? And the Rambam is taking the Gemara here, Yud Ches Amud Beis, very, very literally. The Gemara began with, when can't you say Chozer Magid? Gemara says, after Kiyam you can't say Chozer Magid. So the Rambam says, Eid Machsum Al Ashtar, Harin Kemishne Chuz Bebezin. And because of that, they cannot be Chozer. Ba'amidvar Mamurim, B'she'ev Shalakayam Sashtar Shalom Yipiyam. When cannot they cannot be chozer? When it's possible to be mekayim the shtar without them. Kigon shehu yushom edim, there are other edim shezek sav yodin. O shehu yek sav yodin yotzim mokom acha. Ava mi'ev shalakayim v'ela mi'piyem. But if the only way you can be mekayim the shtar is mi'piyem, from what they say. So what does the Rambam has just told us? They can be Chozer U'Magid. So two things happen. Because if you read the Lashon of the Rambam, it's very, he's talking, yes, Chozer U'Magid and not Chozer U'Magid. He's Avum, E'ev Shalakayim Ve'elam Mipiyam Ve'amru, K'sav Yodenu Huza, Ho'ketanim Ho'yinu, Krovim Ho'yinu, Anusim Ho'yinu, Mutim Hoyinu, and the Rambam throws in something that's not the Mishnah. What did he say? Yes, we signed it, but we made a mistake. We made a mistake. There was no halva. We thought there was a halva. Afterwards, we realized there was no halva. Wait a second. Here, they're not talking about the signature. They're not talking about the kasha sashtar. What are they talking about? Whether that which was said in the shtar is true or not true. It's a whole different thing. The Rambam threw that in. Normally, if I go up to a shtar and I say, yes, I signed it, but I thought there was a halva, and now I realize there wasn't a halva, too bad. But the Rambam has said, what has he said? That before Kiyam, there's no problem with Chozer Market. That's why he can even add something to the Mishnah that's not in the Mishnah, which is very unusual for the Rambam to do. The Rambam just quotes the Gemaras. But here he's adding things to clarify his position strongly. Mutim hayinu harelu nemon v'yibatel ashtar. Why? Because we do not apply the halacha of kevin shehi yitshuv ein chozer u'magid. So, therefore, now, here, what has the Gemara told us? The Gemara said, Amiram b'acham, lo shana lo shamra anusim hayinu, achmos mormon, avonus hayinu, achmos forsh harelu nemonim. And the Gemara thought that's going on the Seifa. I'm like, Rava Kolkman, I came to Shem Shemen Chosamaga. I'll pay up a Shtalo, a Bresh Laka said. Keep my Reshit, my Ariel Nemonim. So Gemara is really saying, and the Ram took these Gemaras exceedingly literally, that Hare Elu Nemonim, because Kevin Shehigit, he's Chosamaga. Now, there is, those of you who may have seen the various achronim here, there's the Maram Shif here, there's the Beis Yos, the Beis Yaakov, the Nesivis, and there's generally a big machlokas here. If there would not be a halacha kevin shigit shu ein chozer magid, what would the halacha be? Some say, if Bezin is makabel edus, so then, if there wouldn't be such a halacha, so then it would be trey and trey. One aid is against another. On the other hand, other rishon, other say, no, they can be chozer, they can oker it. Now, this entire machlokas is, for those of you who are my shir, in Makas Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the pasuk of Rashi is that it's an akira, not just tray and tray, but it's a little subtle there. However, this machlokas is true, and there's a serious machlokas with many different ramifications. Once Bezin is makabel the Eidus, and once the Eidus is finished, Renee comes into Besdin, and Besdin cross-examines him. Once they cross-examine him, they say, yes, yes, yes. At one point, Besdin decides, fine, Makubal. From that moment on, no way back. But before, while Besdin is debating it between themselves, and Besdin slams the gavel down and says, Makubal, Yeah, he says, no, I made a mistake. At that point, you certainly don't say Kevin Shehigit Shuvin Chozer Market. Because only when do you say Kevin Shehigit Shuvin Chozer Market after Besdin finishes and finalizes, says, when Makabali Adis is fact. At that point, it becomes fact. And Kevin Shehigit Shuvin Chozer Market. So what is the Rambam telling us? The Rambam's telling us a very interesting idea. When is the Eidus and Ashtar complete and final? The Eidus and Ashtar is complete and final only when? One. When there's Kiyum. And that comes straight out of, if you read the Gemara carefully and take it very literally, that once there's Kiyum, that's Gomer the Eidus and Ashtar. So the Eid comes into Besdin and says, I'm here to discuss the Amitas Ashtar. And when you will accept my Eidus on the Amitas Hashtar, then the Eidus of the Shtar will be, it won't be Eidus Alpeh anymore, it's Eidus B'Shtar. It'll be a Milva B'Shtar, not a Milva B'Eidim. You won't be able to tie in a Paraiti, collect from the Chosam Meshubadim. But when are we talking about? Once it's Makub. But until Besdin accepts it, the Eidus and the Shtar is not complete. For instance, let's take a look at the Gemara Yotes Amid Beis. Zilu kaimu tanaichu. And let's see what this halach. What is it? Let's say you have a shtar that I sold my house to you. I sold my house to you. So you have a raya. And then I come into Bez and I say, Enochanami. But I made a condition. He's only going. I'm only selling my house to him if he does me an incredible favor. And that was a t'nai I made. So what's the halacha? Zil kemu t'nai halacha v'chuta l'dinah. So let's see how Rambam paskens this. Perek gimel vav zayin ches tes yud. And what about shtar modah? So the question is it a milsach riti or not a milsach riti? Omru ha'edim, the Edim says, Shtam mechaze, moldo nimser alonu olof. Av yishik sav yodin yodzim mokum achare, lunamonim den emon. Omru al tanai ho yoshtaze, ho yik sav yodin yodzim mokum ein emonim. Why aren't they nemon? They said it's a, I mean, ein shtah, Omru. The Edim said, what did they say? You know, he only sold him the house in the condition that he would do him an unbelievable favor. And that was the condition. They're not Neman. Why? Because once the Eidus and the what does Kiyum by the Eidim do? It says we're trying to finalize the Eidus and the Shtar. So once the Eidus and Shtar is complete, Ksav Yadam Yotzim Achar, it's complete. This is the entire story. There are no additions, there are no subtractions, there are no qualifications. This is it. The house is sold. But if the Eidim are coming to be gone with the Eidus, they say, listen, Enochanami, we're made that there was Eidus. But since we're gone with the Eidus, we say the house is only sold on the conditions X, Y, Z. That's it. And Omer Eidim Shtam Echazim Odoh. That's something else. That's what the Gemara says. Why? But on Tanai, says the Ravid, Vadas Rabbeinu Huza, Hagon Omer, Lo Omer Kain, El Namon Abucholinyan, Vachain Iker. The Ravid doesn't like it. That's how the Rambam. So what is the Rambam telling us? The Rambam is telling us a very, very interesting havana of what Kiyam Shtaris is all about. And that's essentially everything Reb Chaim says. And go through it, that Kiyam Shtaris, when it's done by the Edom Atzmom, is a very simple process. The Edom come in, and if the Edom are around, that's what we'll have to see. If the Edom are around, they come in to say, we are gomer and complete the Edus and the Shtar. Whatever we wrote here is 100% complete, and that is the entire story. And that's what Kiyam or by the Edom is. The moment they say something else, number one, they never to say a Tanai, because they'll say the Edus is incomplete because there's another factor that has to be added. Yeah? The Naman, because what does Chacham who disagree with the Rebbe say? Al Monash Shibishtar, he may eat. They're talking about the Monash Shibishtar. And so they're talking about the Halva. They're not talking about signatures. Edom never talk. Edom Atzma never talk about signatures. Who talks about signatures? A Dayan can talk about signatures. A Dayan and Edom Achayim can combine, because Edom Achayim can sometimes talk about signatures, and they can talk about the Monash Shibishtar. The Edom Atzma can only talk about the Monash Shibishtar. That's all they can talk about. So they're talking about the Amitas Hashtar. The moment they're talking about the Amitas Hashtar, so they have a lot of flexibility, what they can say about the Shtar being Emes. So, Moldar, they say the Shtar is Emes, 100%, but there's a totally external factor independent of that. But, so this is, and that's why, since, if, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says like this. If Bezin can kaim it a different way, you're not going to say the Shtar bottle. The moment the Shtar bottle is, what does Bezin do? They take the Shtar and rip it into pieces. They rip it into pieces because it's a mirshal. So when Edom come, the Chozer Maga. Wait 1 second. They say what we said here is incorrect. So if it's possible, if the Malva says, wait a second, I'm going to be Mekayim in the Shtar a whole different way. Wait up, Bezin. So Bezin says, if you can be Mekayim, it's fine. Because then it'll be a Shtar Mekoyim, and we don't need them. And once a Shtar Mekoyim, whatever it says here, this is total and complete into itself, and that's it. But the moment Bezin realizes that it's impossible to be Mekayim in any other different way, so the only way you can be Mekayim is by these Edom themselves. These Edom themselves say not only is it a non-Kiyum, since the Haggadah's Edus and the Shtar is incomplete, so we can be Chozer U'Magid. So therefore we say, it's false. And you have no other way. And what is Bezin at that point? If you can't be Mekayim in any other way, Bezin will tear it up. Now, this is the yesod of what Reb Chaim said in the Seif. And that is only in the case of a Shtar. He says, with the Edom of coming to Mekayim, and he says it's different from a Get. A Get does not require Kiyum. Okay, this is putting the whole picture of Reb Chaim's entire Havana, what Kiyum Shtaris is about, and how it fits with the Sugya, and how all the Sugyas fit together.